This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's
to happen
that
moving
sound?
Forward.
What's going to be interesting, because both President Obama and Vice President Biden are going to stick around and stay in Washington, D.C., at least for the next year. You also spoke with President Obama about what is next for him. Let's take a listen to that.
I have to be quiet for a while. And I don't mean politically. I mean internally. I have to still myself. Now, that doesn't mean that a year from now, or a year and a half from now, or 2 years from now, there is an issue of such moment, such import, that isn't just a debate about a particular tax bill or a particular policy, but goes to some foundational issues about our democracy that I might not weigh in.
I have to say, since he's been running for state legislature in 1996, I think it was, this is a guy,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Now a president, who wants to talk about what's going on. And he's been doing it for 20 years now, with increasing attention to what he has to say. This is going to be really tough to remove himself from the conversation.
It is, and it's going to take some discipline. You know, he often talks about the example of the Bushes, both Bushes, as ex-presidents who have been very discreet about how they've spoken on public issues since they left the White House, and he appreciated it and saw virtue in it. On the other hand, there are many Democrats in a party where there isn't an obvious leader right now who would like him to be the point of the spear against Donald Trump. He made it clear he's not going to do that, but if there's an issue of significant moment, particularly on constitutional principle, he may leap in, and he's going to direct his efforts to try and inspire young leaders here and around the world who he feels can pick up the torch and carry it in the future. He thinks his job is to recede and encourage others to step forward.
Well, it's a fascinating interview. David Axelrod is on the X-Files. Thank you so much.
Well, it's David Axelrod had an interview with President Obama, soon to be former President Obama. And Scott, I got to tell you, I don't know. Maybe I'm just traveling in the wrong circles or what. I have no idea. But I think America, though they're showing, his approval ratings being so positive, over 50% and that, and I question it. I wonder if those are the same statisticians that are giving us the labor.
Hillary is 90% likely to win.
That one, yes. Well, they're all part of that. You know, I think they're Common Core graduates. You know, something about the Common Core math. It doesn't add up. But I don't know. But I got to tell you, I'm hearing people are just they just want him to go.
They brought up something that really, it's always bothered me about Obama. The whole lead from behind thing. You don't lead from behind. You cannot lead while following.
Yes. It is kind of a contrast in terms, isn't it?
It is, and you can't do it. And it's proven that it doesn't work. Look at how, we're going to do all of our military stuff by leading from behind. Obviously, that doesn't work.
Well, I got to tell you something here. We've been saying this, Scott, on this show, that I believe that after President Obama leaves office, that there is going to be more information, even than what we, just came out in the last couple of weeks with Sheriff Arpaio regarding the president's birth certificate and his validity. And I mean, it's not just his birth certificate, his driver's license, Social Security card. I mean, this thing's a mess. And, the media has given him coverage. And they've covered for him, but I think that's coming to an end, and the curtain's pulling back, and there's something, I believe there's going to be some relationship, and mark my words on this, there's going to be some relationship with what President Obama decided to do to Israel last week, and what will happen with President Obama's future. I'm not saying exactly what it is, but I don't think it's necessarily going to be beneficial. Because we know those who have blessed Israel have been blessed. Those who cursed will be cursed. And there's something that triggered there. And this isn't a corporate cursing. This is going to be a specific expose on one Barack Obama. Stay tuned. This is Bill Martinez. Bill Federer is coming up next.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I don't think the job's done just because, we've got the election out of the way. Hey, this just starts it out, ladies and gentlemen. It's like a baccalaureate, you know. Everybody thought that baccalaureate meant wrapped up. It actually means get ready. We've got the next chapter of our lives to write here. This is a government up for and by we the people. It commands us to be involved and, be part of the solution of getting this country back on track. And it means everybody, whether you're, you got an R in front of your name or a D in front behind, I mean, independent, it's the United States. It's all of us that's involved if we're going to get this country back on track. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Federer is with us, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. Happy New Year, Bill Federer. How you doing, buddy?
Well, Bill, great to be with you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. I trust you had a great one?
Yes, yes.
Wonderful. Hey, President Obama, really cannot help himself, had a rather interesting conversation with David Axelrod on his podcast. I thought with him not being able to help himself and trying to look for a gig in the meantime, maybe we'd get a Barack Obama podcast or something for, maybe about 6 months. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I do think that we can see what the modus operandi, the character pattern that his life has demonstrated. And it is one of liking power. Harry S. Truman said about that the love of power is like this lust that gets into a man's veins, and not like other sins that grow weaker with age, the lust for power actually grows stronger. And when I wrote a book where I give an overview of world history, it's called Rise of the Tyrant, mm-hmm. and I demonstrate how the most common form of government in world history is what? Well, it's kings, mm-hmm. Pharaoh, Caesar, Kaiser, Sultan, Tsar. And as the centuries go on, they get bigger and bigger and bigger. Right? Nimrod, Tower of Babel, 2,000 years, and 33 major Egyptian dynasties ruled by pharaohs, and Indian Maharajas. Raja means king, Maha means great, right? Mm-hmm. China had 5,000 years, and 18 major Chinese dynasties ruled by emperors. And Alexander the Great, and the Roman emperors, and the Byzantine emperors, and the Muslim sultans, and the African chieftains, and the King Kamehamehas in Hawaii, and the Aztec Montezumas, and then finally the King of England. He had the largest empire the planet had ever seen, 13 million square miles and a half a billion people. And our founders decided they didn't like the king thing, and they actually wanted to flip it and make the people the king. Right. And I get into that in the book. But unfortunately, after every crisis, we see a reconcentration. We see the rubber band wanting to snap back, and that's the dilemma that we're facing now. And Washington actually warned of this in his farewell address. He talks about how this tendency of power to want to concentrate. He says, usurpation, That's doing something you're not authorized to do, but you want to do something good. Mm-hmm. Right? I got my pen and my phone. I want to do something. Usurpation, though, in one instance, is the instrument of good. It is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed.
Exactly.
And whatever transient benefit is gained is far outweighed by the permanent evil that it does to the former government. And so it was great that Lincoln ended slavery, but in the process, a lot of rights went from the states to the federal government. It was great that Franklin Roosevelt got us through the Depression, but he concentrated a whole lot of power in the federal government. It was great that, you know, Harry S. Truman wanted to make sure there's no more world wars, and so he concentrated power in the United Nations, and now we see where that's headed.
Exactly.
You know, Lyndon Johnson wanted to, quote-unquote, end poverty, but he concentrates a whole lot of power in the federal government with his welfare programs. President Bush, it was great that he wanted to make sure there was no more terrorist attacks. But all of a sudden, a lot of power is concentrated in the federal government with the NSA and the Patriot Act, so they can read all your emails and track all your credit cards and listen through your phone, even if it's not turned on. I mean, unbelievable concentrating of power. And so then the president we've had for these last 8 years, the attitude has been, I don't have time to wait for Congress. I have something good that I want to do, and I'm just going to do it. And the problem is, whatever he thinks is good is far outweighed by the damage that it's doing to our form of government, in the sense that it's transitioning us from a government where the people percolate from the bottom up, their will, right? Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. And it's transitioning to a government from the top down, like this dead, demanding pyramid, and it's the
right.
King's will forced down. And so,
hence the people's reaction.
Right. And so I think we've had one reprieve, and I hope that we take it serious that that's all it is a reprieve. Phyllis Schlafly was a great friend of mine for 40 years, and she passed away last year, but she said that Trump was not owned by the kingmakers.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is I ran for Congress 3 times. Phyllis supported me. You need money, right? And so I had thousands of contributors from all across the country. Was sort of unique in that. But I did have to go to very wealthy people and ask them for contributions. And when you get to running for president, there's a limited pool of people that can contribute the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so they end up donating to candidates of both parties. I mean, here you have pictures of John McCain at cocktail parties with George Soros. It's like, wait a second, isn't George Soros the guy that's been supporting Obama and Hillary?
Right.
Like, and so from their point of view, they're betting on every horse in the race. So whoever mm-hmm. wins, they own them.
Right.
And so when Phyllis said that Trump was not owned by these kingmakers, by these globalists, financial interests, you know, Saudi sheiks and their money, it was sort of this idea that we may have one last chance to try to keep power in the hands of the people. You know, but who else do we know that has hundreds of millions of dollars lying around and is willing to risk you know, their reputation and family to step out there.
Exactly. And his business and everything else. And, Bill, you know, the thing less people forget is how much money did Donald Trump put into his campaign versus Hillary Clinton? And at the same time not being beholden to this shadow government that has been pulling the strings for many a years in this country.
Interesting when you look at the immense amount of money that the Saudi oil interests have put into their agenda. And, you know, Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, one of the 20th richest men in the world, and he has invested money into a lot of the news agencies in America and a lot of candidates and the Saudi Arabia is one of the main sponsors of spreading fundamental Islam around the world, and there's pretty good indications of connecting them with ISIS and all those groups. And so
Bill,
here we
Bill, you bring this up about the Saudis' influence, but yet it's laughable that we're sitting here, you know, listening to the media telling us about how Putin influenced the election when we've got so many other people trying to influence the election here in this country. It's kind of laughable to think that we should focus so much attention to one Vladimir Putin when there's so many other fingers in the pot here, isn't there?
Well, there is. And You know, I think that the greater threat right now is the fundamental Islam. 8 years ago, there were Christians in the Middle East. Now they're wiped out.
Exactly.
What happened in those 8 years? Well,
I'll tell you what. We got to go to break here right now. We've got more from Bill Federer on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bill Martinez live.
I can't hide, no, I can't keep quiet. It's like my heart's on fire, and I can't get over it, can't get control.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, just one of the many places that you can join us as we continue to expand now in over 280 affiliates across this country. Great to have you along with us. Bill Martinez here. Bill Federer is with us, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Inc., publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. Bill, on break, you were talking about your new book, and I think we talked about this, touched on it, but you didn't give me the title, but now you're ready to tell everybody what's the title of this new book you're working on.
I finished a book called Rise of the Tyrant, and it's a 6,000-year overview.
Excellent book. Excellent book, by the way. I want to tell you, I loved it. You know, when you put it in my hands, I think in Nashville, wasn't it? When we got together there, I just, wow, this is so, I mean, I'm a student of history. I love history, and what you have done on behalf of all of us who love history and want to look back and see how, you know, leadership has evolved from, you know, different dynasties and countries and nations and that sort of thing. Boy, I'll tell you, it was very well written. I appreciate it. Great work.
What I found fascinating was looking at the attempts to rule without a king in the past. And our founders looked back to the Roman Republic, right? Republic, and the difference between a republic and a democracy. A democracy is the people rule, but you personally have to be at the market every day to talk politics. And if you don't keep up with it, you are called an idiotus, an idiot. In a republic, you take care of your family and your farm, and you have someone in your place that goes to the market every day and talks politics. They are your representative.
And some of those have become idiotus because they don't even read the bills they're passing. But that's a whole other discussion. Okay.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. And so a pure democracy only ever worked on a citywide level where everybody could be there every day.
Right.
Once it grew larger than a city, it broke down. And so republic could grow larger because you didn't have to travel hundreds of miles to be there every day. You had someone that was there looking out for your interests. And now in Rome, the representatives were not elected. They were hereditary. And it went back to the beginning of the Roman Republic when they had a king named Tarquin whose son raped a virtuous woman named Lucretia. And, you know, all the Michelangelo, everybody did, you know, paintings and sculptures of the rape of Lucretia, of sort of one of those themes that, anyway, so Lucretia is so upset that she gathers the Roman leaders together and she commits suicide right in front of them, stabs herself, and dies right in their presence. And so these Roman leaders get so upset that they kill King Tarquin, and they make a rule that if anybody in Rome would ever declare themselves king, anybody could kill the person without any repercussions.
Wow.
And so it was this situation.
Not good to be king then, huh?
Right. So Publius was one of the founders of the Roman Republic, and he was building a mansion on a hill. And rumor went around he was thinking of being king. When he heard the rumor, he destroyed his own mansion.
Oh.
He didn't want anybody killing him without. And so for 500 years, nobody in Rome wanted to come anywhere close to being called a king. And so it was a republic with 600 senators. But the senators were not elected. They were hereditary back to those original founders.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do in America is a hybrid. We democratically elect our representatives. We take a little from the Greeks and then mix it with the little. Now, we also mix in some of the English Magna Carta, right? So they had a king who ruled by his whims and caprices, and 25 barons surrounded him on the fields of Runnymede in 1215 AD and forced him to sign the Magna Carta, which basically said, if you pick on one of us and take away one of our properties arbitrarily, the other 24 of us are going to gang up on you.
Yes. this is the form of NATO, okay? Before NATO.
Right. And so so this was the beginning of limiting the king's power. So it's called the Magna Carta. And so what we do is we limit the representatives with something called the Constitution. So they can't just do whatever they wanted. They got strings attached. But in Athens and in Rome, the individual citizen had no rights. It's interesting. You read through it. The word citizen and subject. What kings have subjects. They don't have citizens. They have subjects.
Exactly.
Where a democracy and a republic, you have citizens, which the term citizen is a responsible individual, a cell that makes up the body, and it has a responsibility to participate in the running of it.
Boy, has so much been lost in translation in that process, hasn't there?
There has. Now, even the Greeks, Romans, and the Magna Carta don't guarantee the citizen any inherent value. That you have to go all the way back to ancient Israel, where the first 400 years out of Egypt, they had no king. This is the first instance of an entire nation being ruled with no king, and there's no respect of persons in judgment. Rich or poor, everyone's the same. you compare this to the king. If you're friends with the king, you're more equal. You're not friends with the king, you're less equal. You're an enemy of the king, you're dead. It's called treason, or you're a slave. Well, in ancient Israel, everyone was equal. And you had rights because you were made in the image of God. And so in America, we mix all this together and we come up with our hybrid form of government, and it worked. Two things to have a farm, you need the seed and you need soil. And so the seed governmentally is this brilliant form of government of a democratically elected constitutional republic. But that's just the seed. You have to plant that in soil. And so we,
Preferably good soil.
Right. That's the key. So we get rid of Saddam Hussein and we give them a form of government that the people rule. In one election cycle, they vote in the fundamentalist Muslims who put in Sharia law, and it's the death penalty to insult Islam or whatever. And we're scratching our heads thinking, how come the seed didn't have the same harvest it did here? You know, the Soviet Union fell. And we went over there and helped them set up republics and democracies and so forth. Well, in a couple, election cycles, the mafia, the black market, the organized crime, more or less takes over. And we're scratching our heads thinking, how come that seed produced it differently? Well, you planted it in a soil that had 70 years worth of atheism plowed into it. And atheism says this life is all there is. Do whatever you can to get ahead. And so we plant the seed, or our founders did in America. Lo and behold, 98% of the founding generation at the time of the revolution, 98% was Protestant, little less than 2% was Catholic, and about 0.1% Jewish. But literally 100% of the country was Judeo-Christian, that says everybody's made in the image of God and has worth, and do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Lo and behold, we planted that seed into this Judeo-Christian soil. It produces the most prosperous harvest of freedom and opportunity that planet Earth has ever seen. And so it's not just the form of government. It's the form of government and a soil of people that have inherent values. And anyway, this is the brilliance that our founders did, and it's worked. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, after every crisis, we see it wanting to go back to that default setting. And because we've been asleep, because we don't know our history, we've sort of let it. You get some leader that says, I want to do something good. I need a little more power. Yeah. We say, well, okay. And you could, combine that and pile that in over the generations, and now you've got what we have today. And so I do think there is a chance to turn around. There's always hope, but it's going to be dependent upon the people actually waking up and realizing that you don't just have the privilege to vote in America. You're going to be held accountable to God for what happens.
Exactly.
Because you're the king.
Well, in a sense, I mean, here it is. We've gotten, what would be a kingly example. I mean, an example of, government that God has instituted, which our founding fathers declared. And in a sense, we find ourselves, like you say, going back into that default and rejecting the things that God has given us. And, the prophet may say, hey, look, they're rejecting me. And he says, no, not rejecting you. They're rejecting me, God himself. Right?
Yeah, so it's a big oak tree with every root drawing nutrients and to cause the oak tree to be alive. It's not a pyramid, that's the top down. So it's a bottom-up form of government, and Gouverneur Morris signed the Constitution. He says the magistrate is not the king, the people are the king.
Well, there it is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be an exciting new book for you to read. We know Bill Fetter. We know the things that he comes up with. Quite provocative, being the historian, the author, best-selling author that he is. We're looking forward to his new book, Who is the King in America? Look in the mirror, and you'll find out. Bill Fetter, thank you so much, as always, for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got Samantha Mills, the Good News Girl, coming up next.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. By the way, somebody just tweeted me and said, hey, are you still giving away those Hillsong United DVD Blu-ray discs? As a matter of fact, we still are. You can drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. That's how you qualify to win. Just send me a silly little email. Say, put me in the running. Make sure you include your address and all that. So if we pull your name, you know, I know how to get a hold of you and send you the DVD. It is outstanding. This movie is absolutely going to blow you away. Hillsong United, Let Hope Rise on Blu-ray and DVD. And it could be yours, part of your collection. And all you got to do is just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Hey, it's time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Sam's Corner. Go to billmartinezlive.com, and you get to review all the wonderful viral videos that she scours and scours and pulls up for us. Sam, I don't know, you know, before we get into the ones that you've selected for us today, did you happen to catch that one with that little boy that for his Christmas present got his adoption papers, you know, from his dad? This is something this little boy wanted.
Perfect.
Oh, my goodness, Sam.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, you're in tears. I mean, it's such a sweet moment. This is something this little boy had wanted, was to be adopted by his stepdad. And they gave him the official paper. I mean, just talking about it, I'm like, you know, I'm tearing up.
It choked me up.
Oh, my gosh. It just is absolutely precious. This young boy, and he opened it up, and he, you know, and they asked him to read if he could read it, and he just... He was so moved with emotion, all he could do was go and hug his dad. It was just a real you know, real precious moment. And, you know, this is the thing that you appreciate about our humanity, as you know, failed as we can be at times and less than we can be. There's moments of perfection. I say godlike moments, inspiring moments that are so special. And this is why we appreciate you, that you help remind us of that, because in an environment that we live in today that can be so contentious at times, we forget to look at the glass that's half full and the good things that people are doing for one another, especially in the season of giving and the season of goodwill toward all men, right?
Oh, I mean, the stories out there are just amazing, and there's so many good people in this world doing amazing things that you can't even believe, and I really can't imagine a better Christmas present that little boy could have gotten than getting his adoption papers.
You know, Sam, and what you just said is really important here. There's so much that we don't hear about, and this is why, you know, I love highlighting what you do for the show, because it gives people a positive look, or at least some exposure to things that are positive that we take for granted. We're not hearing about, you know, we're hearing about all the, you know, the bad stuff and contentious stuff that's happening politically and, you know, one thing or another, and somebody's lives matter over somebody else's. But then there's people out there, they're not talking about it. They're just living it, you know, like this one video that you have here showing a girl, speaking of opening a Christmas gift, to honor her grandfather that went wild and viral. Tell us about that, if you would.
Okay, so this was actually posted by Jennifer Ramos, the older sister of these two young girls. She lives out in Oklahoma, and their grandfather actually passed away tragically last year. So this year, the aunt decided to give a gift that would be special for both little girls, Sarah and Mariana. And whenever they took it out, it was a Build-A-Bear, specially made for each of them, with an inside joke, with, like, it was voice recording from the grandpa, each one specifically with an inside joke for each grandchild.
Oh, my God.
And
wow. They
just burst into tears, and you really can't. It's a very short, like, 15-second clip. It's difficult to get through it without choking up yourself, because, you know, these girls were excited when they just got a teddy bear. They're obviously very sweet young girls, and I'm sure that's something they're going to cherish forever. And they hugged it just like it would have been their grandpa. So
Definitely
a beautiful moment.
Well, again, it's the season for beautiful moments and sentiments and emotions like this. And you know, and you're thankful. You're thankful for these moments. Now, you have another viral Christmas video where a vet saw life in a puppy present.
Yes, that's right. You know, this is really interesting because, you know, a lot of vets suffer PTSD, and that was the case for this young man. His name's Peter. He's 26 years old, and he had actually joined the military. You know, he joined the Marines right after high school. And whenever he was overseas or stationed in Afghanistan, he actually lost a friend in another unit when an IED exploded. And during that time, he also lost his dog that he had grown up with, a little beagle. And so when he came back, he was just suffering from PTSD, and his mom was worried about, you know, if he was going to commit suicide or, you know, and she decided to get him another beagle, and they named him Willa because she has the will to live, and, you know, she just gave him life again. They gave him the Christmas present early, and, you know, you see this tough guy, this big broad-shouldered Marine opening up this little puppy, and he just kind of melts. And dogs do have a tendency to be able to bring that out in people. They just love us like we need to be loved sometimes. And I think that's what happened here. I think that would probably be a very good thing for many people suffering with PTSD or any kind of
What a great idea.
Like,
and Sam, you know, Dan Perkins and I, we support vets, and we have a program. I mean, it's a 501c3 that we're involved in. He and his wife started, called Songs and Stories for Soldiers, where we present an MP3 player to our vets who have PTSD, you know, suffering from sleep deprivation, you know, sort of thing. We're trying to offer a solution to all these suicides, something like 20 a day amongst our vets. It's just incredible. And I would say to the audience that if you have a vet that would like an MP3 player, just drop me an email. bill@billmartinezlive.com, you know, absolutely free. We will get you an MP3 player for your vet, And this has just had an incredible amount of success. The Songs and Stories for Soldiers, an MP3 player. They can download thousands of songs, stories, and that sort of thing. Go to the website. It's absolutely free. It's our love for them and our gratefulness, you know, for all that they have given on behalf of freedom for our country. And so if you know of somebody that needs one, get me their name, their address, send it to me at bill@billmartinezlive.com. And we'll get an MP3 player on the way for them. But that's a great story about the puppy. What about a teen organizing used to fight gun violence in his hometown? I mean, we know that, I tell you, the numbers in Chicago over the holiday, 43 people shot. I mean, that's just disgusting, you know. So what's happening here with this young man?
So Kinston actually is not too far away from where I am in North Carolina, and it also actually for a small town, it has a lot of gun violence, and this was especially taking place in 2014. And a lot of it was related to gang violence, so it was affecting the youth. So a young man named Chris Suggs, who's 16 years old, he decided that he wanted to start something to give another option for people to give back to the community. So he started something called Kinston Teens, and he made it so people could volunteer and clean up the streets and do different things. And one of the things that he noticed is a lot of people had just never been asked to volunteer. It gave them something else to do. And, I mean, he's just an impressive young man. It's such a great idea to, it's always better to give teens something to do because the peer pressure with gangs is always the greatest on the youngest, most vulnerable people.
Yeah, people want to be a part of the solution, Sam, if given the opportunity. Why not? Well, good all over this young man. Now, the final story, you got a young boy who captures the Internet's heart with a viral adoption photo. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's another adoption story. He was in foster care for 800 days, and whenever this young boy, he's 3 years old, got adopted by his foster mother, he is shooting his hand up in the air, like with his little fist, and he's just so excited. He had always been so shy before when he got adopted by her. It really just kind of brought that happiness and joy out in him, and it just absolutely shows in this picture. You have got to take a look.
Oh, wow. Check it out. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. It's right there. You see her lovely little face right there and everything, and she's right there and has done all this hard work to scour the byways and highways for all these viral videos. It'll make you smile. Yes, bring a box of tissue. You might need some. Samantha Mills Mao on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Sam.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
If you love me, come on, get involved. Feel it rushing through you from your head to toe. Oh, oh.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 affiliates we have around this country or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, no sooner are we talking to Dan Perkins. We got him on the air with us right now. Dan and I are, and this is all credit to Dan and his wife for, as I mentioned earlier, for founding Songs and Stories for Soldiers, the 501c3 nonprofit, trying to help vets deal with PTSD. And Dan, congratulations to you and your wife for this, because you know, last year was a great year. It looks like 2017 even greater still. And you know, I know a lot of people want to participate and come alongside us and, you know, be shoulder to shoulder and back to back helping our vets who have been dealing with PTSD. And tell them where they can go for more information and get involved if they want.
Oh, I want your listeners to know, ladies and gentlemen, that a year ago, Mr. Martinez put his money where his mouth was and became a financial supporter, and just recently told me he's going to continue. So, Bill, I thank you enormously for your support and your generosity. Your listeners can go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, and there's a big donate button there, and for $10 they can purchase an MP3 player for a soldier. And we set as a goal to have 50 institutions by the end of the year, Bill, and 10,000 players distributed under the life of the program. We're at 53 institutions right now and over 10,000 players. So,
wow, that's awesome. Yeah, and these players are changing lives, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, these MP3 players that have songs and stories, I mean, there is a plethora. What, something like 6,000 songs, stories that they can download? It comes already downloaded with songs and stories on this MP3 player, but it is magnificent. It's all self-contained. It's pretty slick. And it's our gift to our soldiers, you know, who have given so much.
Yeah, and your number's just a little light. There are 3 million songs in 15 categories.
Oh, just a little light. Yeah, I think so.
100,000 audiobooks, 30,000 old-time radio and TV, radio and shows and commercials from the 1930s to the 1960s, and 4 additional sleep audios, which is the big hit of the program. Sleep deprivation is a huge problem, Bill. Yeah. And you and I have talked about it a lot. And the sleep audio is about 75% to 80% of the people who are getting the players use the sleep audio. And if we can get people to sleep and get into REM level sleep, which is what the sleep audio is designed to do, we can heal body and soul. And that's what we're about.
Well, there it is. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us for more information.
Right.
Well, Dan Perkins right now, I want to talk about what President Obama did here recently in banning oil and gas drilling in parts of the Atlantic coast and off Alaska. I mean, he's heading for the exit, but it's almost as he would say he's spoiling the well on the way out, isn't he?
Yeah, and this is an important, what I want to say, I'm not trying to be facetious here, Bill. I'm just trying to help your audience understand. It's very important that your audience understand and question the news, quote, story about what's going on anything out of Obama or the Democrats. Because the story is that Obama has effectively blocked Trump from developing the Arctic resources and the West Coast or East Coast of the United States. And that's not true because we have a situation where Bill Clinton used this same piece of legislation to stop drilling, okay? Mm-hmm. When George Bush took over as president, he suspended the executive order. So the idea that somehow Obama has magnificently put Trump in a corner is not true, but your audience, if they just read what's in the paper or on television, are getting a false narrative. The other thing is I would fully expect that the Alaska natives will, if Trump doesn't do something in a hurry, will file suit because the diminishment of the supply of crude oil coming down the pipeline is diminishing so that they're running very close to a point where there isn't enough oil coming through the pipeline to keep it fluid and liquid. Mm. In addition, these Native Americans, these Eskimos, have been given a part of the revenue from the oil development, and as it's diminished and the price of oil has come down, they have less. So I would expect a lawsuit if Trump doesn't override the executive order by the Native Americans, the Eskimos, to get those lands developed because it's important to them for their survival.
Well, Dan, that's good news that, you know, and I thought that was the case, but I was waiting to hear counter news. But we've only been hearing the one side that President Obama has been checkmating Donald Trump as he heads out the door. I mean, certainly he's not making it easy. I mean, it's like here he's got a lot of unwinding to do in his first week or so when he could be moving forward on issues that really need to be attacked. But meanwhile, we got to get, we got to unbury the mess that President Obama has decided to, you know, thrust upon we the people. And that's the way they need to look at it. The president is that, you know, he may be playing games with Donald Trump and the Republicans, so he thinks. But he's hurting all of us in this process, isn't he?
Yeah. And his decision to walk away from the UN resolution last week on censure for Israel, where every previous president that this issue has come up, the American government has, through its ambassador, has vetoed that legislation, or that censure. This time he decides to abstain.
So this is all on him. I mean, the news is coming out on this, Dan. You brought it up. We're going to talk a little bit more with John McTiernan a little bit later on. John wrote the book, decisive book, as America has done unto Israel. Quite provocative and revealing historically what happens when America goes against God's foreign policy for Israel. And this is one of those things. But I think this is unique in as much as that this was all done in, you know, the dark hours, once again, behind closed doors, from supposedly the most transparent president we've ever had, and he moved the levers. This was all on him. This was not something that was done by we the people, and I think because of that, there's going to be ramifications that only Barack Obama will realize. And mark my words on this, Dan. I believe this to be the case. I know this is outside the realm of news reporting, but I'm telling you, get ready, because this is this is going to happen, because President Obama has been covered by the media for 8 years, and that is coming to a conclusion, and they're ready to take a step back, and the curtain is being pulled back on him in such a way that I think, I was talking with Bill Federer a moment ago, that I think this is going to be exceedingly frustrating for this president, for this gifted orator. That all of a sudden he's going to be put on timeout because his presidency is going to be invalidated, and what he has done is going to be exposed for for the diabolical nature of his actions and his heart toward America.
A week before Christmas, I was on a show, and they were asking various guests, and I was one of the guests, and they said, "So how do you think Mr. Obama will be remembered in history?" And everybody talked about all the things that he did, and it was my turn, and I said, simply, the first black president.
Yeah.
That's it, nothing more. Mm-hmm. Because I believe his legacy will all be taken away. And so they can't take away the fact that he was the first black president, but I think Obamacare, in the history of our country, Bill, there's never been an entitlement program that went from concept to execution to failure within a president's two terms.
Exactly.
That's what's happening with Obamacare. And so that was supposedly his legacy. You got these people today reporting, 2017 is a one-off event to add stability to the program. Obviously, the people who are writing those articles don't understand that the insurance industry wants out of this white elephant as fast as they possibly can, and that we don't have insurance companies chomping at the bit that wanted to get into this market. They're closing. Many of the exchanges are bankrupt. It's a terrible, terrible problem. And we, the taxpayers, are not only paying to support and subsidize millions of people who can't afford the premiums, many of us who can't qualify for the subsidy can't pay for the premiums either. So,
and people need to understand, this is not going to be an overnight fix either. This could take all 4 years and then some of the Donald Trump administration. This is such a mess. To unwind and somehow get the genie back in the bottle and present to America something that is deserving of the American people, a health care system that actually delivers health care.
Right. And works.
Wouldn't that be novel? I mean, most amazing.
Yes.
Well, Dan, yes. I appreciate you bringing to light here what's going on, that this is something that Donald Trump can unwind pretty quick. And for Obama to do this, of course, he's doing this for his cronies and all the environmentalists and the green guys that know that, there's trouble around the mountain here with Donald Trump.
Right. Well, thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
Always.
Happy New Year, and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Dan Perkins, an Islamic historian, terrorist analyst, and contributor, ReaganBaby.com, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dan, as always. A couple of minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
In these